John Bunyan, a letter to all careless and slothful people. Friends, Solomon says that the desire of the slothful kills him. And if so, what will slothfulness itself do to those that entertain it? Proverbs 21:25. The proverb is, he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Proverbs 10:5. And this I dare be bold to say, no greater shame can befall a man than to see that he has fooled away his soul and sent away eternal life. And I am sure this is the next way to do it, namely, to be slothful. Slothful, I say, in the work of salvation. The vineyard of the slothful man, in reference to the things of this life, is not fuller of briars, nettles, and stinking weeds than he that is lazy for heaven, has his heart full of heart-choking and soul-damning sin. Laziness has these two evils first, to neglect the time in which it should be getting of heaven, and by that means does, in the second place, bring in untimely repentance. I will warrant you that he who shall lose his soul in this world through slothfulness will have no cause to be glad when he comes into hell. Slothfulness is usually accompanied with carelessness, and carelessness is for the most part begotten by senselessness. And senselessness does again put fresh strength into slothfulness, and by this means the soul is left remedyless. Slothfulness shuts out Christ, and it shames the soul. Song of Solomon 5, verses 2 and 4. Proverbs 13, verse 4. Laziness is condemned even by the feeblest of all the creatures. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Proverbs 6, 6. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Proverbs 20, verse 4. That is, he will not break up the fallow ground of his heart, because there must be some pains taken by him that will do it. Therefore shall he beg in harvest, that is, when the saints of God shall have their glorious heaven and happiness given to them, but the sluggard shall have nothing, that is, be never the better for his crying for mercy, according to that in Matthew 25, verses 10 to 12. If you would know a sluggard in the things of heaven, compare him with one that is slothful in the things of this world. As number one, he that is slothful is loath to set about the work he should follow. So is he that is slothful for heaven. Number two, he that is slothful is one that is willing to make delays. So is he that is slothful for heaven. Number three, he that is a sluggard, any small matter that comes in between, he will make it a sufficient excuse to keep him off from plying his work. So it is also with him that is lazy for heaven. He that is lazy does his work by halves. So is it with him that is slothful for heaven. He may almost, but he shall never altogether obtain perfection of deliverance from hell. He may almost, but he never shall, without he men, be altogether a saint. They that are slothful do usually lose the season in which things are to be done. Thus it is also with them that are lazy for heaven. They miss the season of grace. And therefore, they that are slothful have seldom or never good fruit. So also it will be with the soul sluggard. They that are slothful, they are rebuked for it. So also will Christ deal with those that are not active for him. You wicked or slothful servant, out of your own mouth will I judge you. You say, I was thus and thus. Wherefore then did you not give my money to the bank? And so on, Luke 19:22. Take the unprofitable servant and cast him into utter darkness, where shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, Matthew 25:26-30. What shall I say? Time runs, and will you be slothful? Much of your lives are past, and will you be slothful? Your souls are worth a thousand worlds, and will you be slothful? The day of death and judgment is at the door, and will you be slothful? The curse of God hangs over your heads, and will you be slothful? Besides, the devils are earnest, laborious, and seek by all means every day, by every sin, to keep you out of heaven, and hinder you of salvation. And will you be slothful? Also, your neighbors are diligent for things that will perish. And will you be slothful for things that will endure forever? Would you be willing to be damned for laziness? Would you be willing the angels of God should neglect to fetch your souls away to heaven when you lie a-dying and the devil stand by ready to scramble for them? Was Christ lazy in the work of your redemption? Are his ministers lazy in tendering this to you? And lastly, if all this will not move you, I tell you God will not be slothful or negligent to damn you, whose damnation now of a long time does not slumber, nor the devils will not neglect to fetch you, nor hell neglect to shut its mouth upon you. Sluggard, are you asleep still? Are you resolved to sleep the sleep of death? Will neither tidings from heaven or hell awake you? Will you say still, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, Proverbs 6:10. Will you yet turn yourself in your sloth as the door is turned upon the hinges? Oh, that I was one that was skillful in lamentation and had but a yearning heart towards you. How would I pity you? How would I bemoan you? Oh, that I could with Jeremiah let my eyes run down with rivers of water for you. Poor soul, lost soul, dying soul, what a hard heart have I that I cannot mourn for you. If you should lose but a limb, a child or a friend, it would not be so much. But poor man, it is your soul. If it was to lie in hell but for a day, but for a year, nay, 10,000 years, it would, in comparison, be nothing. But, oh, it is forever. Oh, this cutting word, ever. What a soul-amazing word will that be, which says, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire. Objection. But if I should set in and run as you would have me, then I must run from all my friends. For none of them are running that way. But I answer, if you do, you will run into the bosom of Christ and of God, and then what harm will that do you? Objection, but if I run this way, then I must run from all my sins. Answer, that is true indeed. Yet if you do not, you will run into hell fire. Objection, but if I run this way, then I shall be hated and lose the love of my friends and relations and of those that I expect benefit from or have reliance on, and I shall be mocked of all my neighbors. Answer, and if you do not, you are sure to lose the love and favor of God in Christ, the benefit of heaven and glory, and be mocked of God for your folly. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. And if you would not be hated and mocked, then take heed. You, by your folly, do not procure the displeasure and mockings of the great God, for his mocks and hatred will be terrible, because they will fall upon you in terrible times, even when tribulation and anguish takes hold on you, which will be when death and judgment comes, when all the men in the earth and all the angels in heaven cannot help you, Proverbs 1:26-28. Objection. But surely I may begin this time enough a year or two from now, may I not? Answer. Have you any lease of your life? Did ever God tell you you shall live a year, a half a year, or 2 months longer? Nay, it may be you may not live so long, and therefore, secondly, will you be so sottish and unwise as to venture your soul upon a little uncertain time? Do you know whether the day of grace will last a week longer or not? For the day of grace is past with some before their life is ended. And if it should be so with you, would you not say, oh, that I had begun to run before the day of grace had been passed, and the gates of heaven shut against me? But four, if you should see any of your neighbors neglect to making sure of either house or land to themselves, if they have it proffered to them, saying, there's time enough hereafter, when the time is uncertain. And besides, they do not know whether ever it will be proper to them again or not. I say, would you not call them fools? And if so, then do you think that you are a wise man to let your immortal soul hang over hell by a thread of uncertain time, which may soon be cut off sunder by death? But to speak plainly, all these are the words of a slothful spirit. Arise, man. Don't be slothful any longer. Set foot and heart and all into the way of God and run. The crown is at the end of the race. There also stands a loving forerunner, even Jesus, who has prepared heavenly provision to make your soul welcome. And he will give it you with a willinger heart than ever you can desire it of him. Oh, therefore, do not delay the time any longer, but put it into practice. The words of the men of Dan to their brethren after they had seen the goodness of the land of Canaan. Arise, I say, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are you still, or do you forbear running? Don't be slothful to go and enter to possess the land. Farewell. I wish our souls may meet with comfort at the journey's end. John Bunyan.